Welcome to the MarLabs podcast series. I'm Henrik de Geer.
And now, part two of the podcast.
You know, with everything you just mentioned there, just good business sense for these organizations, for these hotels to actually perform their due diligence. They can read the newspaper every day. Today, Home Depot announced there was 56 million account records breached. It just makes common sense to have a security program in place, an assessment program where it could be PCI, even if you're not obligated by law. There's some good controls in PCI, and that would actually reduce the likelihood of a very impactful security breach if you were to follow some basic good hygiene when you're implementing your security management process.
Absolutely. And Rob, you make the excellent point that it's not rocket science. I mean, one of the things that we were surprised about was a recent NextGov research that said that employees at the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission were the most recent victims of phishing, phishing being the staff were tricked into giving their login details through a series of emails. So training staff on how to avoid falling victim to a phishing approach isn't nuclear science, and yet the nuclear science team didn't even provide that. But what's really scary is that not appreciating the value of a security awareness training program, because once you have a dynamic security awareness program in place, it can do more than just train employees to recognize attacks. It can actually make your employees an active layer of threat management. So you get this concept of by encouraging user reporting of suspicious emails, you leverage your trained staff as really a source of threat intelligence that helps you in your incident response process.
Very good.
What are some of the generally accepted security principles that you suggest to minimize the security risk for our hotels?
It's not rocket science, but the answer to that is going to differ depending on a lot of variables within your organization's culture, and your risk tolerance. But there are some basic security hygiene things that you should always consider. First of all, you want to either have someone internally or hire a third party to come in and assess your current state. Basically, are your doors locked that need to be locked? Are you performing the very basic security countermeasures within your organization? You want to identify your assets. You need to know where the data is going to be. Is there an employee within your organization that has a server under his or her desk and with all types of information that no one's aware of? So you really need to know where the data is flowing within your organization and understand your applications, understanding the type of data, who, what, where, when, and how of that data. You want to follow some type of control framework. Pick one. There's many out there. There's a new cybersecurity framework model. There's ISO 27001, PCI, and we can go on and on and on. But what's most important is that you select a security model that you can actually work with for your organization. Develop policies around that. Policies will communicate the culture of the organization and make sure everyone understands their roles and responsibilities when it comes to securing the environment. Now, there's security from the managerial perspective, from the operational perspective, and from the technical perspective. There should be a blend of those three. Technology won't stop. Marion mentioned earlier the need for awareness. That's utmost. The employee should be part of the security control model. An educated employee is not going to get fooled by a phishing email or farming email. They're not going to divulge information from a phone call, a person's private information, they're going to know better. And the only way they're going to know better is to teach them, practice, and make sure that they are aware of the different techniques used by the social engineering activities. Insider threat is huge. People want to be productive. They take shortcuts. They make mistakes. If they know better, they do better. Now, when you're focusing on information security, you want to focus on the confidentiality, availability, integrity of the data. Focus on the data. If you focus on the data, you can't go wrong. The data has a flow. It's going to be in transit. You have to protect it with encryption of some sort, particularly your sensitive information. At rest, meaning when it's in your database, you want to have the proper passwords and control vehicles there to make sure that unauthorized access doesn't take place. And when data is in use, you want to protect your data while in use as well. So I call them rules and tools, because it's a combination of policy, procedures, technology that comes together and creates your countermeasures. Again, it's not rocket science. You want to do what makes sense for the organization, what the organization can afford, But once again, we want to not make your organization the point of attack because it's low-hanging fruit. If it's hard to get to the information, these bad guys are going to go elsewhere. Okay, they're always scrounging the network. We call it enumerating the network, looking for ways to obtain a foothold into your environment. So we don't want to make it easy for those guys. We want to make sure that we implement network segmentation and isolation. Your sensitive data doesn't need to commingle with unsensitive information. People who use guest accounts shouldn't intermingle with your transaction accounts. Point of sales. If you're taking credit cards, one of the key mechanisms for me to capture information is to either circumvent controls, place malware, or just leverage the point of sales terminal in order to enter the network or capture information. So you want to make sure that you apply the proper controls around your registry, the way you collect your credit card information. Marion mentioned third parties. Third-party assessments are a must. These are your trusted third-party entities that, guess what? When they utilize your data or perform some type of business process for you, they become part of your trusted insider community. Therefore, if they have your data and there's a breach at your supplier, you're going to be the one to suffer the reputational damage. So you want to make sure that you at least have them meet your minimum level of security standards and assess them appropriately. Last but not least, you want to implement policies. And in order to have those policies become procedural, you want to apply metrics. Those metrics will ensure that you make sure that you have continuous improvement throughout your security management capability.
While it may not be a generally accepted security principle, I think it's a really good principle to consider that criminals know that the weakest link is typically the human factor. There's an acronym known as PICNIC, P-I-C-N-I-C, a problem in chair, not in computer. So the biggest issue that I think, or the biggest accepted security principle that I'd like to create if it doesn't exist already, is that the human factor is what consistently will turn out to be the downfall. And without addressing that or understanding that, they cannot minimize the risk. It is just too easy and too often that the hospitality industry and everybody puts it all over on the shoulders of the guys in IT and figures as long as the wall can't be penetrated that they're safe. But the reality is a USB key with the hotel's logo dropped in several easy-to-find places around a property ultimately means someone will pick it up and hope maybe someone's salary review is going to be on there. And that's how the criminals will get in. The easiest way is finding that weak link, which is an uneducated or an innocent employee. It could even be a hotel concierge who wants to help the young lady who has a job interview and just spilled her Starbucks all over her resume and needs another one printed and hands him the USB key. In his effort to give her guest satisfaction, he may be contaminating the network with malware. So it's understanding that the human factor is typically the easiest thing for the criminal to exploit. It may not be a generally accepted security principle, but it sure as heck is ours.
How can MarLab Cybersecurity Practice and AGR assist hotels?
MarLab has a security practice that's broken down into two specific domains, one being that of a virtual chief information security officer, where we can come in to your organization, assess its current state, perform a risk assessment, gap analysis, and create a business plan that will help you create a roadmap as to how you need to protect your information. So that's the security management process. We also provide you with continuous monitoring of your network if necessary. And we also perform active awareness for your trusted users, your workforce. This is going to help you combat the social engineering techniques they used out there. So we highly recommend that you reach out to us, help us to learn more about your environment so we can help you protect that vital data that traverses your network.
Hospitality Evolution Resources is a specialty consultancy firm that has, for the last 2.5 years, been leading the industry initiative in getting the hospitality space to understand that guest data is vulnerable. Outside PCI compliance, which only covers the credit card, hospitality industry has never really focused on this topic. So what we are doing is really serving as educational providers, assisting them in understanding how important awareness training is and how important working with a company like Mara Labs is in understanding the real impacts of the decisions they make. On a global basis, Hospitality Evolution Resources is a specialist in the distribution technology, the supply chain landscape that I referred to earlier, all those different players. And one of the things that we're also doing is we work with companies who are doing their RFPs or vendor vetting when they're looking at switching systems where the reservation technology is currently sitting versus moving it to a different company, or if they're looking at a company that pays travel agencies their commissions and they're looking at working with a different entity for travel agent commission payment, or they're talking about a loyalty program, CRM marketing service, and they're trying to select which company they want to work with, we're working with them. In all these different technology components, the guest data is sitting unprotected. You know, trying to educate and what we're doing is helping hotels realize how these discussions and dialogues have to take place with their third-party partners because they're all in bed together, pardon the pun.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening us on this topic. And you can find out more about Mara Labs cybersecurity at maralabs.com/cybersecurity. For more information on Marian's practice, visit her-consulting.com. Thanks again.